This is WLVR News. There was a time when Santos Martinez would share his love of baseball and cooking with his Southside Bethlehem neighbors. This longtime community member has been living with Alzheimer's for the past 10 years and was recently diagnosed with COVID-19. WLVR community correspondent Genesis Ortega spoke with his daughter, Iris Martinez, about her father and coping with not being able to be with him during this difficult time.
30 plus years, Santos has been making the South Side Bethlehem a better place. I am sure the South Side of Bethlehem is a much better place because of him. And I appreciate you telling us his story.
So my dad was a baseball fanatic. Like, he played baseball for a couple different leagues, like for the Puerto Rican club. And he also played for other teams in Bethlehem. And then he also ran a softball league on Saturday mornings for many years. So between that and then cooking, my dad was known for his relleno de papas and his acapurrias. You wanted your meat season, you go to Santin. You wanted arroz con gandules, you call Santin. If you had a sweet 16 and you wanted a bandeja of whatever, you know, you would call my dad because he loved, you know, he loved to cook. He was a very good cook. We're very involved at Holy Infancy. So for like the church bazaar, he was the one that would run the kitchen. For like the church picnics, he would help in the kitchen when he was healthy. That's definitely what he was known for between cooking and playing baseball.
About 10 years ago, he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and is currently living at Cedarbrook Nursing Home in Fountain Hill. What was it like communicating with staff there prior to the pandemic?
Before the pandemic, my dad's in hospice care, so we were able to communicate via video, like on the days, like let's say like during the day. If my mom wasn't there at lunch, the person that was there taking care of him would video my mother. Right before the pandemic, but then she wasn't unable to be there. She can't go in because she's not a Cedarbrook employee. So now we don't, you know, we haven't seen him for 2 months. So we don't know what he's like or how he is or, you know, which makes it difficult because we're not able to see him at all.
Did you ever imagine not being able to be with your dad during a situation like this?
No, and I'm going to tell you this. I've taken for granted not seeing my dad as frequently as maybe I should have. Like, I would go maybe like twice a week. But since all this has happened, I told myself that from now on, I'm going to make it my business to go there at least every other day to feed him, because not seeing him for 2 months has really, you know, it's been weird, you know, like even though my dad doesn't know me and he doesn't recognize who I am, it still bothers me that I can't go there and give him a kiss and give him a hug and play his salsa music and see his eyes, you know, get wide when the Spanish music plays. You know, like he may not know who we are, but he still hears, you know, and he still hears me talking to him. He still hears me telling him I love him and he still feels my embrace. So I took for granted that prior to COVID, and I'm not going to ever do that again because it's not fair. We, you know, our time is numbered and we don't know what could happen.
Alzheimer's is a really tough disease. You know, as someone living with Alzheimer's, I can't imagine what your father is going through. Any words of hope for any other families that are going through a similar situation like this?
I just think that it's very important for families to advocate for their loved ones. If they are in a situation like us where their family members are in a nursing home, it's important for you as the family member to advocate for your family member. You have a say in what happens. If you want them to be sent out to the hospital, have them be sent out to the hospital. If you want them tested and they meet their requirement, have them tested, you know, have communication with the facility. Don't just think that because they're at the facility, okay, we'll let them take care of them. It's good to have your presence known, because then the facility knows that this loved one of yours is loved and cared for, even though they're in the care of the facility.
Iris Martinez speaking with WLVR community correspondent Janice Ortega about her father, Santos Martinez, and his recent diagnosis of COVID-19 in a local nursing home.